Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
Exercise, let's face it, it's a tough thing. It's all about pain and sweat. How many of us can really stay on track? Well, what if I told you that your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, or life partner can help you stay on track? That's right. Couples who sweat together, stay together, enjoy a very fulfilling relationship. Joining me today is best-selling author Alyssa Bauman to help us stay on track with our exercise. Alyssa, how are you doing today?
I'm great. It's so great to be here.
Alyssa, when people think of exercise, they're like, oh no. And then the thing is, how do I do it? Many of us who are married, have boyfriends and girlfriends, have life partners, have a greater success rate of staying on track with their fitness program. Alyssa, have you seen that, and why is that important?
Sure. The research is really clear on this, and it's quite stunning that when couples exercise together, they're twice as likely to stick with it. And this is true about things beyond just exercise. If they quit smoking together, they're more likely to actually succeed at quitting, and same with dieting and weight loss. And so I have definitely seen this. Actually, even in my neighborhood, there's a couple down the street from me where the wife started getting fit for mental health benefits, and the husband was quite overweight and had many health problems. He was pre-diabetic, high blood pressure, was increasingly on more and more medications. And the wife was sort of pushing him out the door, you know, go for a walk, just trying to get him to move. And, you know, he didn't exactly want to do it at first. I mean, she really had to nag him in the beginning. But she signed him up for a 5K, and it was sort of this surprise that they met for this 5K. I think it was their anniversary, and all of a sudden he's like doing this race on his anniversary that he didn't really know that he had signed up for. But he got addicted.
That's a great present.
And he lost 35 pounds. He's no longer pre-diabetic. And, wow. You know, he loves it. Like, whenever I see him, he's always talking about what he's doing for exercise. And from that 5K, it just bloomed into all of these things that they do together, whether it's walking as a family or riding bikes or weightlifting. I mean, they're just about into everything. And that was somebody who a year ago would have probably said that he would never exercise. And here he is, probably one of the more fit people in the entire neighborhood.
That is an amazing story, and it's so true. We see it so much. Whenever we have a partner or someone we can share an event with, like exercise or a life-changing event, we not only gain support, but we have someone that we can put our head on their shoulder or ask them for help. So it is a great thing. And I noticed that. I did the studies and research as well, and I've seen that those who went into an exercise program with a partner or a spouse, it's over 30% greater chance they have at accomplishing a fitness goal. It's amazing.
Yes. It's quite stunning. And this makes sense. I mean, it's really hard to stay motivated, especially if you have pretty lofty fitness goals. When you're going after a lot of weight loss, for instance, or maybe you really do want to run a race or even a marathon or something that seems like a little bit beyond your comfort zone, it's really helpful to have some kind of a partner, whether it's someone you know or you know, somebody out there in the community that's training with you. And how wonderful is it if it's your actual spouse or a boyfriend or girlfriend or life partner? Because you can sit there and motivate each other even when you're not exercising, and you can that starts to fuel your conversations, and you know, you start to ask questions like, you know, do you think this is the right meal to have after this workout? Or your whole life starts to revolve around fitness and healthy nutrition.
It is true. And I noticed my wife and I do a lot of classes. We do the Soul Cycle. We sometimes go for a walk in the park or do some running. And it's definitely helped us on an emotional bond level. We experience things, you know, when you're sweating and you're frustrated, you have the pain the day after, you're having trouble getting out of bed. Doing that with somebody, you laugh about it. And do you feel that couples are experiencing a greater emotional bond when they're doing exercise or programs together?
Definitely. And it's really helpful for people who, you know, women who have that stereotypical strong and silent partner. Sometimes you really need to do things that are not the same thing as sitting down and talking. And exercise provides one of those wonderful things you can do together where you grow closer even though you're not necessarily having a really involved conversation. And the beauty is a lot of times people talk more and open up more when they're exercising. So if you do have one of those partners who's kind of like the strong silent type, working out together may be one of the best things that you can do to grow closer. And the other is that exercise really, it stimulates the body in much the same way other things that we do as couples stimulate the body. So a lot of people find that they get back from an exercise session, they both take a shower, and they're kind of like feeling a little bit perky and like, oh, you know, let's think about going to the bedroom right now. So, you know, there are definitely other side benefits that pop up.
So after this program, we're going to increase dating across America right now.
Exactly.
But you did mention a few things about the emotional bond and about the frustration. I know when my wife and I, personally speaking, if we're dealing with something with our son or professional or financial things, we'll take it out on the road, meaning we'll actually go for a run. Because if we deal with it at home, we have that frustration. It's like a soda. You shake it up and then you open the can, it bursts all over the place. When we're running or walking and we're talking, the frustration seems to be eased out. Do you feel that it could be a good therapeutic thing for people to actually deal with their stresses and use exercise as a place where they can do it in a safe way?
Definitely. I think we've all had that experience where we had a big problem and then we did a really tough exercise session, and then after the session, the problem vanished. And I don't mean that your life changed during the exercise session. It just means that your perspective changed. And when you do it with your partner, you can experience that moment where you start off and maybe you're both stressed or anxious or angry or who knows what it is that's going on. But by the end of the session, you're not feeling those emotions anymore, and suddenly you're able to deal with something in a really constructive way. And quite often, you're able to solve the problem even while you're exercising. Suddenly, these insights surface because, you know, one of the benefits of exercise is it turns off that self-critical part of ourselves, and so we're able to be more creative, too, and so we can solve these problems that we might not be able to solve without exercising.
So what would you tell a couple that is not exercising together, wants to start a program? What's one of the first things they should maybe tell each other, or how to engage in a physical activity as a couple?
I think you've got to look at things that you both enjoy. One of the problems couples have is one person is doing what the other one wants, and so there is a little bit of compromise that has to go on. And if one of you is a lot fitter than the other, definitely thinking about ways that you can accommodate that. So maybe not expecting your partner to become a marathoner if that's what you do, but you could go hiking together, go for long walks together, or even ride a tandem bicycle together.
I like those. And I like the idea that you had mentioned before, maybe signing up for an event or something life-changing like a 5K. It's something that you both could work towards. And it's something that you both can achieve. And then once you cross that line, you both can celebrate.
Exactly. And, you know, you plan for it. It involves so many life skills that are good for your relationship as well. So training for a race is not unlike some of the other things, some of the other goals that we go after as couples. So it's a really good experience.
Well, Lissa, thank you so much for joining us today on the program. And if people want to find out more about you and like why couples who sweat together stay together and more about what you're doing, where can they go?
Sure, they can find me on Twitter, at Alisa Bowman, and on Facebook, I'm Alisa Bowman Writes.
Alisa, I not only think that we've inspired so many couples, but as I said before, I think that we've made many people think about dating now as a way to get in shape and feel great about themselves. So again, thank you so much for joining us today in the program.
It was wonderful being here.
To learn more about why couples who sweat together stay together, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale, right here on Radio MD. Stay well. Coming up next, what are the exercise first steps to coming back from injury? The answer to that when we come back. Stay tuned.